The name of the book is Across America by Motorcycle, and the author is M.L. Honeybell, Mark Honeybell, as he prefers to be called, and I have Mark on the line right now. Mark, good morning. Welcome to The Warning Show.
Good morning.
So put into your own words, very briefly, the premise of the book.
Well, it's actually an annotated version of a 1922 book that was written by an Englishman, a veteran of World War One, that came over after World War One, bought a 1919 Henderson motorcycle, and drove across the country, then went back home and wrote a book about it. And he did that all by himself and then wrote a book. And I found the book when I was looking for kind of history on what my own motorcycle was capable of doing, how it had been used, because I have a 1919 Henderson. I've now fully restored it, and I'm heading out across the country on the 4th of July out of New York to San Francisco.
So this was just a giant test drive to make sure if the investment paid off.
Well, I'm validating the research that I did. I did a great deal of research on the book because the book is not really quite written like a travelogue. It's got a lot of really just wonderful poetry, and I don't mean literally poetry, but it's a nice piece of literature. So, but, you know, he left a lot of details out. C.K. Shepherd came over here and, you know, took this ride and then went home. But he left a lot of details out. So I've been spending a lot of time, number of years, researching it so that I could verify that I could accurately track where he went.
If you can, if you could just briefly describe the general route, just so we can put into perspective what you saw.
Sure. Well, I haven't been yet. So I'm leaving on the 4th of July. And so I'm gonna be validating this whole thing this summer. Leaving on the 4th of July, go down to D.C., basically down the eastern seaboard, and then up northwest a little bit through Ohio, across Ohio, Missouri, Indiana, and then down into Kansas City. Kind of got those states backwards, but whatever. Then across Kansas, into Colorado, down into New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
How do you prepare for a trip like this?
Well, I don't know. I'm doing my best. He had no real preparation. I think he just kind of drove. But I'm trying to do my best to retrace his route. So that means that I've got to pay attention to where I go and things like that. I've completely driven the entire route in my car, photographed the route, and know where the roads that I can ride on and where the roads that I can't. And so I've done a pretty good job. Some of them are dirt roads still. But I should be okay.
We are talking to Mark Honeybell. He is the author of Across America by Motorcycle. So obviously you have taken the trip by car. What is your anticipation in terms of the difference between taking the trip in a car and then taking a trip on a motorcycle?
Well, there's two things. One is a car is a modern vehicle with air conditioning, and you can go pretty quick. I'll be driving a 1919 Henderson motorcycle, which is a bit like driving a tractor on two wheels, and it's a handful, and it's made for kind of cruising at higher speeds, not really made for urban traffic. So the challenge in the city is going to be rather difficult driving around the cities. But basically, on the bike, any motorcycle, you're going to be much more in tune with the environment. You'll smell things, you'll see things. There's going to be very little between you and the environment you're in. So if it's cold, you're cold. If it's warm, you're warm. If it's wet, you're wet. So those are the things that you don't quite always get if you're driving in a car.
And where are you going to sleep?
Well, I have got a number of hotel reservations along the way, and I'll be making more. There's a few places where I think we may end up camping, but I'm going to try to reduce those to a minimum because it just could be that you will need a little bit of rest and relaxation and refreshment when we get where we're going, because I do expect in the summertime it could get quite hot.
What are your thoughts on what has changed in 100 years and what 100 years just cannot change?
That's a good question. What has changed is 95% of the roads outside the cities were dirt roads. So there was no real great interstate travel business. They were trying to get a good roads thing going to improve the roads, but travel for recreational purposes was not a big thing back 100 years ago. So that's the big change, is that people now travel by road a lot for vacation, for business, things like that. So it really is a lot more traffic on the road today. It's paved, And so I am going to be sticking to the secondary roads. Now, in terms of the second part of your question, you asked, what was the second part?
I mean, 100 years is a blink of an eye in terms of Earth history. So
what's changing, what's the same? I think that when you actually get out on the roads, my experience when I've traveled and stopped and visited with people is that they really are much more the same than they are different. And so, you know, I expect that I'll encounter people who will at least remember things about that time, and not personally, but that their parents told them or things like that, and they'll remember that. And so I am going to be going through a lot of small towns. I'll be getting gas at the corner gas stations and things like that, and I'll stop and I'll talk to people and I ask them what it was like growing up in this community and things like that. So I think that that's the other aspect of it on a motorcycle. You're much more approachable. You pull up on a bike and a motor and a gas station, and people, there's nothing between you and the person. They'll just walk up to you and start talking to you, especially on this mic.
Well, for whatever it's worth, I'm really happy that you are also going to talk to people, because as beautiful as the United States is, so much of this book would be, and so much of this trip would be missing if you didn't talk to people who actually live there and know that experience.
Right. Shepard wrote a lot about the things that he met, about people he met, and I found some of that was really interesting. The other thing I found, I actually identified a few of the people that he did speak to, and so I don't be able to track them down. Obviously, it's 100 years later, but just knowing that these were real people that he actually talked to and had an exchange of ideas and views and things like that, it's pretty impressive.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, if you're in one of these towns and you have the name of the original person, would you try to maybe track down, you know, a descendant of the person?
I did. In a few cases, I did, where it was really important, and I actually have been successful. I've been successful in tracking down two key people. One, the descendant of the author himself, C.K. Shepherd. I found his son living in England, and he's coming over for the ride. He's coming over. He's going to meet up with us at the Grand Canyon. So he has been wonderfully supportive. The other individual that I tracked down were descendants from a gentleman in the book identified as Steve. His name was actually Thomas Stevenson Jr., but he was called Steve in the book, and he had moved to Cincinnati from England after the war and lived with his parents. And C.K. Shepherd visited with him in Cincinnati and gave the address of where he visited in the book. And so I tracked down the address, tracked down the who owned it by the census, and found the name, and ultimately made a cold call to the wife of one of his grandsons, Steve's grandsons. And she was a little skeptical about me taking the call right away, but then I told her why I was calling, and about a week later her husband called me and said, well, I was waiting for to call you because I wanted to research this, but yeah, we got a lot of stuff. You ought to come down here and check it out. So they had photographs of him when he was in Cincinnati. They had some pictures of their grandfather with him, things like that. It was really fascinating.
You know,
letters that he'd written them.
You are going to be a different guy at the end of this trip. You know that.
I think so. I think that I've been told that whatever idea I had going in, I'm going to have a different idea coming out. Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure is off the air, once we're finished, I'd like to get your number because I would like to do a follow-up. When do you foresee this trip being done?
I leave on the 4th of July in Manhattan. I do a Coney Island turnaround on the 3rd. They're going to have some media events and things like that in the city. And then I'll leave the morning of the 4th of July, across town, down to Holland Tunnel, and off if I go. Then I'm arriving in San Francisco on the 6th of August. And at that point, anywhere in between, I am going to be, I'll have a mic on my helmet, and I can do Bluetooth to my cell phone and do interviews. As long as I'm not in cities, I don't mind doing that. I can do that while I'm driving down the road. So that I thought would be kind of fun. So we'll see if we can do stuff like that. I think that'd be kind of, you can check in. The website, crossamericabymotorcycle.com, is kind of the hub where you can find out where I am and things like that. And I'm going to try to put some kind of a tracking app on my phone so people can go right to the website and find out where in the world is Captain Mark Honeybell today.
Well, we can learn. we can learn a lot about. And a final question for this particular interview. You have not taken the trip yet by motorcycle, but you have taken the trip by car, so I can ask you this. If somebody who has never been to the United States were to ask you, describe the United States, what would be your answer?
There are literally so many descriptions, because the landscape changes all the time. In Kansas, it's one thing. In Colorado, it's something else. In New Mexico, it's something else. So you would come to the United States, and you would have the encyclopedia of experiences traveling across the country.
It's exactly why I asked, because I've done a little driving myself across the country, and Arizona is very different than Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is sure different than Maine, et cetera, et cetera. So can't wait to touch base with you when this is all over. Across America by Motorcycle is the name of the book. Mark Honeybell is the author. Mark, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit off air and get a contact number for you, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, perfect.